Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the Force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out!
Hey guys, welcome to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. It is just me today, Tyler. I will be sitting down just watching this The Rise of Skywalker final trailer that debuted this past week during Monday Night Football on ESPN. The crew got together, we all watched it. We all had a lot. We had a lot of thoughts, but wow, there was a lot to unpack, and I'm sure we'll all get together and talk about it a little more in depth. But it's just gonna be me today, real quick. I'm gonna watch a trailer. I'm probably gonna pause it a few times just to get you guys, just to give you my thoughts, so I don't forget anything and leave anything out. But here goes nothing. Final trailer for The Rise of Skywalker. Ray training, maybe? That's my guess. Oh, Tantive IV type ship. Every time Kylo Ren comes out of the water soaking wet, just they overlay that voice, that line, I do, after Rey says, everyone thinks they know me. Oh, God. I don't. Cannot get enough of Kylo Ren, guys. I just can't. All right, let's keep going. Oh, that throne. Oh, the Death Star coming up from the ground. Guys, I'm pausing it. Okay. Pretty sure that's the Ghost with that whole fleet of ships, which is a lot of ships. A lot of ships. Pretty sure that's the Ghost. Who could be piloting it? It could be Hera. I don't know the lifespan of her species. Could it be Jacen Syndulla? I don't know. I'm excited. Ahsoka Tano? No, I'm not here to speculate. It's not time for that. There may have been the Colossus in there, though, from Star Wars Resistance. Timeline would match up. The Ghost, though. Guys, that was the Ghost. Come on. That was the Ghost. That was the Ghost. All right, let's keep going. Rey and Kylo. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, this is it. Guys, I can't. Oh, my God. Goosebumps right now. Okay. I just want to start out by saying that score, amazing. Wow. It had that fanfare. It was very final. It was... Guys, this movie's going to be special. It's going to be a tearjerker, I think. Personally. That 3PO line. I've never been the biggest 3PO fan to begin with. But, wow, that scene hit me every time I watch it. I think this was my fifth or sixth time watching this, and every time I watch it, oh gosh. I don't know, is he knows he's gonna die? Be deactivated? Memory wiped? I don't know. Oh gosh. 12 million views one day ago. We got our tickets, so I'm happy about that. There's so much in this trailer. I have so many thoughts and feelings on it, but I don't know how to express it. I don't know what words to say. Wow. Wow. I'm excited, guys. I'm super excited. I cannot wait. For less than 2 months away. We saw Palpatine. We believe to be Palpatine, at least. I guess it's not confirmed. Rey and Kylo on top of what we appears to be the Death Star. The wrecked Death Star. I think they're training. That doesn't look like they're fighting to me. We saw the ghost. Maybe the Colossus from Resistance in the background. Oh, but that battle. Can we talk about that battle scene for a minute? Oh, that battle. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be... I think this is going to be the most epic battle that we see in any of the movies. And it kind of has to be, I think. I think it kind of has to be. Just because this is it. This is the end, guys. We're going to get 2 hours and 35 minutes of a Star Wars movie, and it's going to wrap up 42 years and 9 episodes worth of material. Wow. I wish I had more to say, and I'm sure I will once we all get together and kind of break this down a little more. But I just want to get my thoughts kind of out there, out of my head, even though I know I'm not saying much. The poster just came out, too, with it right afterwards. Poster, amazing. They have the IMAX artwork, too. That will be exclusive for people attending the IMAX showings. They'll get a copy of that. I might have to get one of those and frame that one, because that's super cool. It's Kylo and Rey. That one's super cool. It's funny, I forgot all about Dark Rey in this trailer. Like, it didn't even dawn on me until, like, way after. I'm like, oh yeah, no inkling of that, no reference or anything. This is it. I like it because it gave me just enough to keep me there, keep my appetite wet, and but no story. I can watch this 1,000 times over, and I have no inkling of what is going to happen. I have no idea because I was on the verge of I was happy with no more trailers, but I'm gonna leave it on that, guys. The Rise of Skywalker final trailer is out. I'm excited. Hope you're excited. We'll get together and we'll all discuss this, break it down a little more. Until then, may the Force be with you always.